This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Discussion is underway in both Houses of Parliament on the motion of thanks on President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha. Participating in the discussion in the Lok Sabha, BJP MP Anurag Singh Thakur lauded the initiatives taken by the government in different sectors in the last 10 years. He said several steps have been taken by the government for the welfare of people and growth of the economy. He said 25 crore people have been uplifted from poverty and the government has provided 80 crore people free food grains under the PM Garib Kalyan Ann Yojana. He said 4 crore homes were built for the poor and 12 crore toilets were built. Participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi raised the issues of alleged irregularities in NEET exam, Agnivir scheme, unrest in Manipur, demonetization, rising inflation and farmer issues, among others. He alleged that the NEET examination is designed to favour the rich and not to help the poor. He said the opposition wants an entire day to be dedicated to discuss the issue of irregularities in NEET exam. During his speech, Rahul Gandhi made a remark on the Hindu community, which was objected to by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah. The Prime Minister said calling the entire Hindu community violent is a very serious matter. Earlier, opposition members staged a walkout from the House over the NEET issue. In the Rajya Sabha, when the House met this morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar disallowed the adjournment notices moved by the opposition members on alleged irregularities in NEET examination. Later, the House resumed discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address. Earlier, both the Houses congratulated the Indian men's cricket team for winning the T20 World Cup. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the three criminal laws which came into effect from today will lead to the most modern criminal justice system in the country. He said the criminal justice system is now completely Swadeshi and embedded in Indian ethos after independence. Briefing media in New Delhi about the three criminal laws, Mr. Shah said the new laws will ensure speedy justice and victims' rights. He added that earlier only the rights of the police were protected, but now victims' and complainants' rights will also be protected. The National Testing Agency, NTA, today declared the revised result of 1,563 candidates after the NEET UG retest. The NTA has also revised the rank of all candidates after the new results. The NTA said in a release that the revised scorecards of all candidates are available on its website. It added that 813 candidates appeared for the retest out of the 1,563 candidates eligible. In a related development in Gujarat, the CBI arrested the owner of a private school. The school was one of the centres where the NEET UG exam was held on May the 5th. Oil marketing companies have reduced the prices of commercial LPG gas cylinders by 30 rupees. The price change for a 19-kilogram commercial LPG cylinder will come into effect from today onwards. Due to the drop in price, the retail sale price of 19-kilogram commercial LPG cylinder in Delhi will be 1,646 rupees. Last month, the retail price of 19-kilogram commercial LPG cylinders was reduced by 69 rupees 50 paise in Delhi to 1,676 rupees. In women's cricket, India secured a dominant 10-wicket win over South Africa in the one-off test match at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this afternoon. In the first innings, India displayed a stunning batting effort, putting up a record total of 603 runs for the loss of 6 wickets, with Shefali Verma scoring her maiden double century and Smriti Mandhana posting a blistering century. In reply, South Africa women started strongly but were bowled out for 266 runs with the help of Snehrana's 8-wicket haul and got imposed the follow-on. The visitors batted well in the second innings as well with Laura Woolvat and Soon Luce scoring centuries, but the Proteas were all out for 373. In reply, displaying a dominant performance, the women in blue chased down a paltry second innings target of 37 runs with ease on day 4 of the game. And with that, we end this news bulletin.